When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Elliott Hall, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Wow, it is a glorious Wednesday in the fine city of Chicago. We are consistently working our way through November. How can it be the 20th already?
Morning, Mullet. Yes, it's Wednesday, November 20th. I don't know. It's gone fast.
You've got to start defrosting that turkey.
It's all
that thing will be rock
almost
solid.
A week away. Almost a week away. Yeah, things keep moving at a rapid pace, even though the season for the Bears seems to be dragging along. And
the Blackhawks.
Vikings coming to town. Blackhawks last night, United Center.
Their season's dragging along.
6-12-1 now. Disappointing night. Disappointing night because you thought they were going to get back on track. We don't talk a lot of hockey here, but Connor Bedard, if people haven't noticed, 10 games now without a goal. He had 2 assists last night. They moved him to a wing to try to jumpstart his season. Jason Dickinson scored 2 goals, centering that top line. Bedard doing a lot of things well, just not finding the back of the net.
It's weird. Because I had him as the guy that would break the Gretzky record, not Ove. Not this year.
Eventually.
Yeah. You started.
I think it's going to be by that. It's going to be the Ovechkin record. Mm-hmm. You see, Ovi's hurt, and now he's leading the league in goals at 39 years old. Right? I think 15 goals, and he's had a shin to shin injury, and now he's day to day.
He's Montez Sweat.
Oh boy,
shin injury. Just referencing a shin.
Tough night at the United Center, though. The Hawks,
they
blow a lead.
Right.
They lose 3-2 to Anaheim, and they play the Panthers tomorrow night, so it doesn't get any easier.
Bulls tonight, right? Bulls at the Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
The Bucks are favored by 8. Bucks have come around a little bit.
They're starting to play better.
I think they're 3-1 in their last
starting to get
games.
It. Play together.
238 the total on that one. I worry that the Bucks could score 140.
Well, the thing of it is, if the Bulls shoot 50% from 3-point range, so can they. I don't anticipate that.
Well.
But this Bulls team, do you really know what to expect on any given night?
No. No, you don't.
You go into every game.
They've beaten the Bucks already.
They could be as bad as they were Sunday night against the Rockets, playing no defense and then getting called out by Kobe White, and then go and play as well as they did against the Pistons. This is a very odd season in that you maybe went into it with low expectations, and then they kind of lure you in because it's an exciting brand of basketball.
Yes.
They're fun to watch when they're hitting 50% of their threes.
Agreed. And they are, spreading the ball, and they're doing some good things, but they're not playing much defense of late. But they did okay. I mean, it's funny. I can't sit back. What happened? How did they give up 140 points to 2 opponents and then manage to beat Detroit? It was Detroit. That's how. You don't need to really play great defense to stop them.
How many teams in the NBA, though, in the Eastern Conference, qualify as that? They're
a lot of teams like that.
That's the thing. Yeah. Look at the 76ers.
You're right.
They're having a disastrous start. They had playoff, and they had big aspirations coming into this season. They make the big deal for Paul George in the offseason. They're struggling.
Well,
now they have some internal dissension.
Well, I don't know if it's dissension. Maxey called out Joel Embiid because he showed up late. He's always late. I mean, come on.
That's more than dissension?
That's like finally someone said something about the process. The process isn't turning up.
The process stinks, but I think you don't typically see that play out publicly. And when it does in November, it's a bad sign.
I think it might be a good sign.
They're going to get it together now?
Well, it's just high time someone called him out on everything.
I don't disagree. I'm not a big Embiid guy. I think he plays half the time, and then the half the time that he does play kind of gives half the effort. So what are you getting there?
Yeah.
About a quarter of the effort.
That's not the process.
That's not the process.
No.
Process should include a little bit more of a thorough approach.
I totally
start
agree.
To finish. By the way, I don't mean to be.
You should turn up on time.
When we look at the NBA last night, you brought it up. Dalton Connect had 37 points.
Did I bring up Dalton Connect again?
No, you brought up the NBA and 9 3-pointers. Dalton Connect connected 9 times from behind the arc.
I mentioned the Bulls were playing.
When you say the Bulls, I think roster. I think draft. I think, okay, who
you're
did they?
You're saying Matas Bezelis has to go.
No, I'm not.
You're saying they blew it by not taking
Dalton. I'm saying that we had a very healthy conversation pre-draft. About the Bulls and what they would do. And we came to a consensus. Well, no, you were not on board.
I was totally on board with Dalton Connect.
You said he was too old.
I said he was significantly older.
You had him like one step away from AARP.
No, no. I mean, how old is Dalton Connect?
He's 25, like, I think.
I'm just saying, as opposed to a 19-year-old, that's a lot more career. He's a lot more ready to play immediately.
Obviously.
I didn't say let the guy slip to 17 or whatever. Is that what he slipped to?
Obviously, he's ready to play now.
Thank you.
He's ready to play now and contribute in a way. So if you are building a team, this is the thing. I think Matas Bezelis is still going to be a very good NBA player. And they may have ended up with the steal of the draft.
I think he's a great G League player.
He is right now, yes. And he's a local guy made good. No, we love the Hinsdale connection in Chicago sports.
He would have grown up in Marquette Park in the old days.
Okay.
That's where all the
players. All I'm saying is that if you are a team in an organization, reshaping your approach. Sorry about that. Reshaping your approach during the NBA season before you would think that to be a more 3-and-D team, the guy who is dangerous from three-point land might be appealing.
Oh, I mean.
Dalton Connect just hit 9 for the Lakers.
Here he goes, trying it again. Unreal.
Uh-oh.
Connect for 3.
He's legit.
The guy's ability can be found in his name, for the love of God.
I know.
How do you let that one get passed?
So the marketing opportunities that were passed up. Connect 3. The connections. I just all the kinds of things. He is a good.
You're reading headlines.
Well, he's
a good NBA player.
He supplies the stories.
He was a great college player. He's a good NBA player.
Good rookie right now. He's a good rookie immediately.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying. That was a big deal last night in the NBA.
I agree. He's
also
helping them.
NBA news. The Cavs lose.
More than Bronny. Yeah, the Cavs lost.
Cavs lost. Streak's over. 15-1 now.
The Bulls kind of loosened them up.
They were going to go undefeated.
I don't know.
They played in the ugly floor and lost to the Celtics.
The NBA Cup.
Donovan Mitchell into the front court, jumps in with 3, bounces out, offensive rebound Mobley, Jerome putback is good, but it all comes too late. And the Celtics survive a furious comeback by the Cleveland Cavaliers. And the second longest season opening win streak comes to an end.
That's it. Stop following Cleveland.
They're done. Losers.
I remember being at a training camp one year. Did the Cubs lose like 20 games to start the season or something? Or
14, I believe it was.
Whatever. Yeah. It felt like 50.
I think Treblehorn was the manager maybe then.
It was like we were at training camp and the Cubs kept losing. And everybody was like, oh, God, I hope they keep losing. Because the minute they win a game, the season's over and you're going to have to write more. They're going to be demanding more Bears copy because they can't put any Cubs stories in the paper. It felt that way.
So now everybody in Cleveland is back to focusing on the Browns?
No. They will stay with the – I mean, it's different when you win.
Yeah.
Because you're –
What's so good about Cleveland?
Well, they're good. I think they've got some good players, and Donovan Mitchell is just a Bulls killer.
Cleveland's very good. That Eastern Conference is not taking on the shape maybe we thought.
That's probably the other part of it.
You've got the 76ers and – and let's face it, the Bucks far have been surprisingly disappointing.
No question.
You've got the teams like the Cavs have been maybe better than people thought they would be. Although they had a good year last year. It's a good
they
roster.
They did have a good year. It's a good team.
New coach, though. You wondered what effect that would have. Knicks are going to be there.
Cleveland's going to be there always.
Knicks.
Knicks got a coach that wants to win every game.
I just, what to make
and
of the Bulls?
That drives people crazy after a few years.
We'll talk about the Bulls, obviously the pick six, but when you see Vooch and Zach LaVine having the kind of games the other night against Detroit, and I know it was Detroit, but when they're capable of doing those things, everything is framed with the idea of, are they making the Bulls better now? Maybe too good, better than they thought? Or are they improving their trade stock so the Bulls are going to eventually get worse after dealing them?
Yeah.
It's an ongoing conversation. I know we both hate the realities of that.
At some point, you're going to ask the question. The question that sits out there about the Bulls is, are they at any point going to start protecting their first-round pick? Right? Mm-hmm. Like you know, when you see different players benched at this point in the NFL season, so they're tanking. They're hoping to get a quarterback. Is that you're sitting down Daniel Jones. Okay. So you're going to tank? Is that what you're doing? I mean, it looks like you're tanking.
I suppose, although Daniel Jones has not been the guy that you would think has to sit if you want to lose.
Yeah, you've realized. Yeah, exactly.
He's not contributing much to the winning cause.
But, you know, you've kind of
points well taken.
Decision.
No, yeah.
The other guy's not as good as him, even if he's no good.
Orchestrated losing includes benching starters.
That's right.
And or finding reasons to not play them. And so the Giants are in the midst of that right now.
Or signing older quarterbacks.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And that's what the Jets might be doing. The grand plan. They started it long ago. What a mess that is.
That plan.
So while last week it seemed like and maybe the national conversation about the Bears got very loud.
Oh, yeah.
This week, it's the Jets' turn.
Well.
There's always going to be an element of the Jets being overcovered, especially with the Aaron Rodgers factor.
Yes.
But when
they
fire their general manager, Joe Douglas, and you hear some of the things that Woody Johnson was suggesting or trying to make happen, benching Aaron Rodgers. The owner wanted to bench Aaron Rodgers after four games, according to reports. Well, that's dysfunction.
Well, I mean, he's not wrong to want to bench him, let's be honest. I mean, maybe he just wanted to bench him in case he wanted to be the vice president. I don't know. There was so much absurdity with Aaron Rodgers. You know, the darkness retreat and the ayahuasca and and the vice presidential bid, and then it comes time to play football, and it's like, oh, here he is, this guy. And all the media that are in love nationally with the Jets, everybody's front and center, and it's going to be the four-time MVP. And the guy won the Super Bowl 14 years ago.
Right. But this isn't just all on him, though. I mean,
a lot of it is. Because he's got the family and friends plan. A lot of it's on him. There's no doubt. I mean, listen, you draft Sam Darnold and then you trade him. You should have hung on to him. Then you draft Zach Wilson and then you put all your eggs in the basket of Aaron Rodgers. Of course you're going to get fired. But he's part of the problem. Aaron Rodgers is the kind of little cherry on top.
He's part of the problem. He's part. They've got a lot of problems.
Joe Douglas gets fired.
They get a lot of problems. They're firing a guy that drafted pretty well.
But he didn't win very well. I mean, you know, it's great to get Sauce Gardner. But look at his record. He's like his record. And it made me think that I thought to myself, wow, you know, poor Ryan Poles has the same record as Flusie. like when we talk about his record, that's his. But when you talk about a general manager, what's his record?
His record is the record. I always wonder how that is the case. People try to separate, well, the coach is
right.
17 and 30, but the general manager has drafted very well in the first two rounds.
General manager made an incredible trade.
Wait a second.
Exactly.
Isn't he working at the same place?
It's
he's on the second floor,
all connected.
Right? All right.
So when you fire the coach last month, the general manager's on a – there's a clock ticking.
There's a clock ticking.
And it ended up
– no doubt about it.
The alarm went off yesterday.
The Jets are a mess.
When he woke up.
What? And I wonder if Aaron Rodgers is done. Is that the way this ends now? He's just done?
I don't know.
Done playing?
Doesn't he seem done? He said he'd play another year.
In New York. Who is going to take that job knowing that Aaron Rodgers is going to return to the organization? Somebody desperate for
– yeah. Someone will take
an opportunity.
A job. Right.
Somebody who wants to get overpaid, perhaps.
Someone who wants to work with Nathaniel Hackett.
It's a mess.
I'm joking.
It's a mess.
Yeah.
Yeah. And to fire a general manager at this stage of the season gives him time maybe to land on his feet, but it just doesn't make sense.
Can he get a consulting job with the Packers?
Well, he could probably bunk with Robert Saleh. Now they're both fired. That's a strange situation.
It's really weird. And it's, you know, there was so much hype about the Jets. It's comical. It is. I mean, I take no pleasure. Joe Douglas was here. He worked in the Bears front office. I take no pleasure in seeing him lose his gig or any man losing a job. I think it's awful. And you think about the family. And
The owner, Woody Johnson, was part of the pursuit of Aaron Rodgers. They were a front office and ownership group and coaching staff in concert in pursuit of him. They flew to California. They made the appeal. All those things. They get the job done. And now, piece by piece, it's being dismantled. It didn't work, but what was Joe Douglas going to do? Oppose that movement? He was stuck. You're all in. You're all in a direction.
Like I said, you know, he drafted Darnold and he drafted Zach Wilson. I mean, that's the problem. Those guys didn't work out, and you wind up, you know, chasing after Aaron Rodgers. And you know, Aaron Rodgers had a great career for himself, but it does feel well over, doesn't it?
Oh, I think he's done. I think Sam Darnold could be going back there. Who knows?
Oh, my God.
He's a free agent.
Yeah, let's relax with that. Let's see what happens.
You're down on Darnold?
No. As I said to you, I think he'll be a starting quarterback somewhere next year. But I think he's now.
Jets going to be one of those teams looking for a quarterback.
He's now on the cycle of guys that are, you know, sort of have arm, will travel. Right, he's a journeyman player because he's on his third organization, and he'll be on his fourth because his starting job.
Well, he's on
seems
his fourth
like it's
now.
Already. I'm saying, you're right. He's on his fourth now.
Jets,
yeah,
Panthers,
yes,
Niners,
Vikings.
Wow,
and then the Vikings.
Well traveled.
You know, again, I think Kyle Shanahan put magic hands on him. At any rate, I'm joking because we talked about him yesterday. At any rate, I think that he will be a starting quarterback in the NFL next year. I just don't know that it'll be in Minnesota because they already drafted his replacement.
They could bring him back on a one-year deal,
yeah,
short-term
could.
Deal. They could look at that. They probably would like to.
He might want to come back.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows? You don't know what all the relationships
are. He had a very good year. He's surprisingly
consistent. But would you want to go
consistent.
To Oakland? Would you want to? You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the problem. The teams that need quarterbacks will probably draft them.
Well, the Raiders are put themselves in a position like that. But if you have, as we have seen,
Dallas.
A rookie quarterback, you do want a veteran stopgap, and that's what the Vikings are in the midst of right now. So he would probably get paid well to find a situation that he's experiencing right now, being the stopgap option, the backup plan,
right,
and then being thrust into action and doing well. So
let's hope that ends.
You can make a living. It's going to end
Sunday.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great? If you had any faith in the Bears getting after him, maybe you could talk about that. But now we'll find out today. The injury list is out there. We know the Bears had five safeties in. We know Elijah Hicks rolled an ankle. And that was late in the game. So Flusi said he has an ankle. And then they brought in five safeties yesterday and signed one from Hard Knocks. I think the GM got a tear in his eye when he re-signed him.
Adrian Colbert is back.
That's
great story.
That's the story.
He was a Hard Knocks star. One of the safeties they brought in was the brother of Tremaine Edmonds.
But the reports are they signed.
I know.
Yeah.
But how is that going to sit with the defense? Don't you think
I think they like the guy. Didn't everybody like him?
They like Adrian Colbert, but you just told basically Tremaine Edmonds' brother. No.
I know, but I mean, like, didn't you have to eventually cut Urlacher's brother at one point? I mean,
I think there's a big difference between Casey Urlacher and Terrell Edmonds.
And there's a big difference between Brian Urlacher and Tremaine Edmonds. I hate to say that, knowing that I'm not the biggest Urlacher fan in the world, but Tremaine Edmonds, he's had a bad year. Bad year. If he hits like his brother, cut him now.
Wow. Wow.
When a middle linebacker,
don't pull any punches,
when a middle linebacker decides not to have contact with the other team, that's a bad look.
Yeah. He's not had a great year. I don't think that had anything to do with
that. I don't know if he's
deciding.
I don't know if he's had a good year, let alone great. He's bad.
He struggled a little bit. He's not been as obvious as you would like him to be.
Right.
Nor has Montez Sweat. They've had some guys who just haven't shown up the way they're getting paid to show up. This defense, as I said yesterday, they need Matt Eberflus to push the right buttons again. Forget about how good of a head coach he hasn't been. He needs to be a better defensive coordinator now because they're not getting to the quarterback, and you need to find a way to the quarterback. That's how you create takeaways. That's how you remind people you're pretty good defensively, and that's how he saved his job. Do it again. Seven games.
Yeah, I think you might be the only guy in Chicago that wants him to save his job.
Did I say I wanted him to save his job?
You said that the path for him to save his job, do it again.
That's much different than saying I want him to save his job.
Okay.
The way he can save his job.
I felt at different points in this season that there were big moments where he needed to do something to save his job.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the post game of the Fail Mary, and the next day as well, and we have talked about it. And it's there are different moments in seasons where you make a decision or two that are going to be remembered.
Well, he's had too many of those.
Yeah,